Shalom v'racha, be'ezus Hashem. We're learning a new simin in Hilchos Tefillin, simin chavav. Din mi she'ein loy elo tefila achas, the lachas of a person who only has one tefillin. So, first of all, the word tefila is the word tefillin in its singular form. That's number one. It doesn't mean tefila as davening, prayer. It means tefillin as one tefillin as opposed to tefillin as two. That's number one. Number two, just to give a scenario before you see Sif Aleph here, is that I actually had a recent situation where someone approached me. He asked me if his tefillin shel yad was kosher. And he showed it to me, and there were three corners. The problem is, you have to have four corners. And it was, one corner was really, unfortunately, smashed in, and it was not a kosher corner. So he was davening by the early minyan, and I was able to lend him my tefillin shel yad. And then I borrowed it back. I took it back. He gave it back to me for the second minyan. Let's just give a scenario in that case where, lo and behold, you go to daven, and you realize you don't have your tefillin shel yad because you lent it to someone else. Now you only have tefillin shel reish. So you put it on. You put on the tefillin shel reish. The question is, what bracha do you make? Do you make the bracha al haniach tefillin? Do you make the bracha al mitzvah tefillin? Do you make both brachas? So these are some of the questions that we have to answer. And I do want to point out, if at the time of davening you only have one, that doesn't exempt the fact, because let's say you lent it to somebody and he already went to work and accidentally took it with him and he wrapped it up and put it in his tefillin bag and went out to work, that doesn't mean one is exempt from putting on a tefillin shel yad. Chas v'shalom. He still has to put on tefillin that day on his arm. But we're saying at that point in time, when it's time to daven, to put on tefillin, he only finds himself with one tefillin. So I just want to give you one example where there are numerous examples where a case like this could happen. Mechaber says here in Sif Aleph, Im ein loy elo tefila achas, if he only has one of his tefillin, meniach oiso sheyesh loy mevarech lah, he makes the bracha when he puts that one on. Meniach oiso sheyesh loy mevarech lah, he puts it on and he makes a bracha. Shekol achas mitzvah fnei atzma, because each one, the tefillin shel yad, the tefillin shel reish, is an independent mitzvah. V'wadin, turn the page. Im yesh loy, next side of the page. Im yesh loy shtayim. If you have both of them, yeshloi shumoinis sheni yochul haniach elo achas. He has, in this case, he has the tefillin shel yad, baruch Hashem, he has the tefillin shel reish. The problem is, he has some type of makah, a wound on his arm, a wound on his head. He can only put on one of them. Meniach oisa sheyochul, so he should put on the one he could wear. And it's the same point, because they're two independent mitzvahs. Tefillin shel yad is a mitzvah. Tefillin shel reish is a mitzvah. One should not make a mistake and think, well, if we're saying the two independent mitzvahs, so then there's no concern of a hefsik from puts on the tefillin shel yad to putting on tefillin shel reish. That is 100% incorrect. One has to make sure there is absolutely no hefsik. A person can't even wink to his friend who is coming into shul and he put on tefillin shel yad, he's taking out tefillin shel reish, and he sees his friends walking in. He didn't see him in who knows how long, and he gives him a wink. The rush, the place can say, even that wink is inappropriate, and one should make sure not to do anything while he's putting on the shel yad and shel reish. Says the Mishnah on the same page, Sif Kat and Aleph. Let's say the person has an oinus, shum oinus, kigoin sheyeshloi makab reishoi bezroyoi. He has a wound on his head, or has a wound on his arm. Or the caravan, the boat, the flight, his flight's leaving, and they're not going to wait for him until he puts on both of them. So he just puts on one of them, puts on one, and then he'll do the other one later. Now, the question is, which one of the two, if you only have an opportunity to do one of them, which one of the two takes precedence? Which one comes first? So do we say you put in the shel yad first? Because that's the normal way of putting on tefillin. You always put in tefillin shel yad first. Or do we say you should put on the tefillin shel reish first? Why is that? Because the tefillin shel reish is more choshev than the tefillin shel yad. The same way we put on our talis and then we're milen b'kodesh as we saw in Simen Chaf Hesef Aleph, from Maila Mekodesh to a Tefillin itself, so too we're also Maila Mekodesh to the Tefillin, from Tefillin Shel Yad to Tefillin Shel Rosh. Tefillin Shel Rosh is more important than Tefillin Shel Yad. So that's the question. Haimi Nayu Adifa. Which one is more important? There are those that suggest, says the Mishnah Berurah, that it's more important to put on Shenich Shel Rosh. Put on the Tefillin Shel Rosh. That's it. That's the only one you can put on. You only have an opportunity to put on one now. Then you put on Tefillin Shel Rosh. Because it's, Kedusha is greater. Some say, no, you should put on the Shel Yad. Others say no. The Arch Zachaim says you should put on the Shel Yad first, and then when you have the opportunity later, put on the Shel Rosh. Why is that? Because you shouldn't deviate and change from the order of the Psukim. First it says Ukshartam, which refers to the Shel Yad, and then says afterwards Ludi Tofois Beinenecha. So since it refers to putting on the tefillin on your arm first, so if you only have a chance to do one, even though the Shel Rosh is more chashuv, more important, go according to the order of the Psukim. The Med Varma Murim, what's the case we're talking about? Asked Mr. Mishnah Berurah here, Kishia Yocholacha Kachla Niach Vederechat Tfilah Hashniach. That's when you're able to later on the road, put on the second pair of tefillin, the second tefillah. But if later on, for whatever reason, you can't put on the second one, you have to make sure to put on the Shel Yad and Shel Rosh before you leave for the trip. Because leaving on a trip, and they're not going to wait for you, that's not a heter to say, okay, I'm not going to be put on tefillin today. That's not an excuse. If a person has rachman letzlan, he has a wound, and the poskim say, he can't put on the tefillin shel yad on his arm. He can't put on his tefillin shel rosh on his head. Okay, in that case, he pashit can't put it there. He has a makom. That's an oinus. But he should put on the other one. But in the case where they're just leaving, that's not an excuse not to put on tefillin. Okay, that was Sif Aleph. We continue on to Sif Beis. Mechaber says, "Im ena maniach elo shel reish levad." If he only puts on the shel reish, let's say he's only on putting on the shel reish. Why? Let's give an example where this person has a wound on his arm. What bracha should he make? Says the Mechaber Mevarech Leah al mitzvas tefillin levad. So this is very interesting from the Mechaber. He says the bracha you make is al mitzvas tefillin. Now normally the Mechaber says a person who puts on tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, he does not make the bracha of al mitzvas tefillin. As we have learned, he only makes the bracha lahaniach tefillin with the comments once again. Just want to emphasize that point. That it's important to make sure we say lehaniach tefillin with the komatz, not with the patach, lehaniach, because lehaniach means to remove. So a person is doing an act of placing the tefillin shel yad on his arm, and at the same time he's saying, he's making a bracha to remove the tefillin. That's incorrect. That's why to make sure to say lehaniach with a komatz. Okay. Now, here the Mechaber says you only make the bracha al mitzvah tefillin, because you're not putting on the shel yad. Normally, the Mechaber says you only make one bracha al mitzvah lahaniach tefillin on both. Continues the Rama says l'don denoygin levarich v'chol yom shtei brachos. The Rama says according to Bnei Ashkenaz who make two brachas on tefillin levarich al shel rosh levad shtei brachos. You should make two brachas on the shel rosh. And if you only put it on the Shel Yad, then you only make the bracha lahaniach. But if you're putting on the Shel Rosh, only the Shel Rosh, says the Rama, you should make two brachas, lahaniach tefillin and al mitzvah tefillin. Okay. Let's take a look here at the Mishra and Sif Katan Beis Ulididon de Noyagin. So he's commenting on the Ramah that says that you make two brachas. Take a look over there. But if you put on only the tefillin shell yad, then you should only make the bracha lohaniach tefillin. I'm a prima godim. Shehevi oid poiskim desviluhu. The afal gav, the afal shel yad levad nami yavarach shtei brachas. The prima godim brings that there are poiskim that say you should also make two brachas if you only put on tefillin shel yad. Until now, the Ramah said you should put on the tefillin shel yad by make only one bracha. You only have one tefillin shel yad, make the bracha, lohaniach tefillin. The prima godim says there are other poskim that say you should make two brachas on the tefillin shel yad as well. Now, ula halacha hiskima achrayim de'ena mevarech al shel yad elo lohaniach levad. Lahalacha, the poskim say you should only make the ein mevarech al shel yad elo lahaniach levad. Only make the bracha lahaniach. The belava chihari rishen esriyuluhu dafilo al shtei nami einay mevarech ela achas. Because you have many rishenim that will say that in regards to the brachas and the tefillin, dafilo al shtei nami ein mevarech ela achas. You only make one bracha. And that's where the mechaber is coming from. That's where the gra is coming from, that you only make one bracha. So in this case, he's saying, la'aloch eskimu achrim de'enu avarech al shel yad el lohaniach, only make the bracha lohaniach on the shel yad. He says further, imeniach shtein v'loy berich. Let's say a person put on a tefillin, shel yad, put on a tefillin shel roish, v'loy berich, but he didn't make the bracha. The hadin who the yivarech calls man shehin olav adayin. The halacha is that he can make the bracha just as long as he's still wearing the tefillin. In hikdim birchas shel roish tchila v'achakach shel yad. If you put on the tefillin shel roish, hikdim tefillin shel roish v'achakach shel yad, eino chayizim yivarech. Then in that case, first he puts on the shel roish and then he puts on the shel yad. He does not go back and make a new bracha. Aval lechatchila afilo niach shel yad v'loy berich. But lechatchila, even the person who put on a tefillin and put on the shalyad and didn't make a bracha, yavarech alav koydam hanachas shalroish. He should make a bracha on the shalyad before he makes the bracha on the shalroish. Now, I just want to bring out another scenario that the Mishnah is referring to in this case, where, let's say, for example, a person picks up the dalamina. Picks up the dalamina, mamish, he's so excited. Sukkis, first day of Sukkis. He picks up his lulav, hadas and the rabbis already in the lulav. He picks up his esrog, facing up, straight up. And his mom, she's got the biggest smile. And then someone says to him, you know, you didn't make a bracha. I was watching you the whole time. You didn't make a bracha. Now let's backtrack. Before I finish my sentence, ideally, there are different things a person can be doing, should be doing. Either he picks up the esrog upside down, or let's say he has kavana not to be yotze. Fine. He didn't do any of that. The Aruch HaShulchan says, you can still make the bracha. Why? Because you're still osok in the mitzvah. You're still involved with the mitzvah. That's not the way ideally you want to do it. Now that's a similar case to what we have over here by Hilchos Tefillin. Ideally, you make the bracha before you make the kesher on your shalyat. As well as you make the bracha on the shel roish, for those who make a bracha on the shel roish, before it's resting on your head, before you set your tefillin shel roish well on your head. Like any other time we do a mitzvah, you make the bracha first. But that's the chiddush over here. He's telling us that you're still involved with this mitzvah of tefillin. You can still make the bracha on the tefillin, even if you already put it on. He doesn't say it over here, but in order to have an Oivel Asiyason, there are those that will, let's say, Mashmish, will touch the tefillin, and move it like a drop, or kiss the tefillin. This way you have the bracha, which is followed afterwards by an action of moving the tefillin. Okay, that was Simen Chavav, and now we come right away to the next Simen, Simen Chav Zayin, the very important halachas of the placement of where your tefillin belong. And the Mechaber tells us as follows. Mokom hanachason shel yad, the place where your tefillin shel yad belong, bezroya, on your arm, mokom hanachason shel yad bezroya small, on your left arm. And he's referring to a person who is a righty. A person who is a righty puts a tefillin shel yad on his left arm. Where? Babaset tapuach shebetzem, on your bicep, on your muscle. A person might say, well, I don't have any muscles. You can't see my muscles. So it's the place where that bicep would be if a person would be spending more time in the gym. That's where it is. We'll discuss this. And where is it? He says, "Bebasa tapuach shebeetzem shebein hakuvda or beis hashechi, which is in between the elbow and the armpit. The kuvda, the elbow, or beis hashechi, and the armpit. That's where he's putting on his tefillin on his arm." Furthermore, v'yate hatfilo ma'at litzad haguf. Take your tefillin shel yad and slant it a little, that when you put your arm that has it on your arm straight down, it'll be directed towards your heart. As opposed to when you put your arm straight down, it's going shooting straight out. You want to be resting to some degree on your chest. Yate hatfilo ma'at litzad haguf, towards the body, maybe like in a 45-degree angle. She kishiyachov zuroyo lemato, that when you put your arm straight down, you connect liboy. It'll be facing your heart, be towards your heart. The nimsu mekayim, when you come to fulfill that which it says, vayuadvarim ha'ila al levavecha, and these things should be on al levavecha, on your heart. It's referring now to these things, meaning the tefillin, and what's inside the tefillin are the words of the Torah. Okay, before we see the Ramah, let's catch up here with Sif Katan Aleph. Why do you put the tefillin on your left arm if you're a righty? Because midichsiv, it says in the pasuk yodcha behei. What does it mean yodcha on your arm? It says with a hey. Perish yad keya. So Chazal tell us yodcha is a reference to yad keya. Keya is your weaker arm. The hainu has small shehi tosha bekeya. So a person who is a righty, by definition, his weaker arm is his left arm. A person who's a lefty, his weaker arm is the right arm. Most people are righties. That's just the reality. So that's why he says over here, from the drosh of yod cho behei, with the hey is yad keya. That's why you put the tefillin on your yad tosha, on the arm which is tosha bekeya, on your weaker arm. This that it says ukshartam, which means to tie them, tie the tefillin, ukshavtam, which means to write them, maksiva biyamin, just like the writing you do with your right hand, shekein derech b'nei adam, that's how people write with the right hand, af kshira biyamin, so too, kshira, so too, the tying, meaning the straps, that the ritzus that you go around your arm, also has to be biyamin, with your right hand. So if you're tying with your right, it has to be you're tying it on your left. So for a righty, a person who's a righty, to put his tefillin on his right hand, he's not yotze. The Mishra says, even b'diyevet is not yotze. That's why it's important, as we'll see, we'll go more and more we learn, a person has to be careful to always take his tefillin with him. If it is a possibility he might be sleeping somewhere, always take your tefillin with you. The last thing you want to find out is you put on your bar to your friend who is a lefty, his tefillin, on the other arm, thinking, what's the difference? You put on tefillin, it says, no, you didn't put on tefillin. Not only that, as we'll see in the Mishnah, which we saw earlier in Simen Chafei as well, a person borrows someone else's tefillin, and he doesn't know how to change the size of the shalroish, and it's hanging down past his original hairline. Unfortunately, he did not wear tefillin that day either. Not only that, he made a bracha levatola. Okay, let's continue over here in Sivkotin Beis, Bebasat Tepuach. So the tefillin shel yad should go on the basar. V'hamakam hanikra ki bayis v'loshin chazal, v'hu likuva ki dafinu b'zeh b'gemara mikra. And this is learned out in Gemara. It has to be on that place of the bicep. Hakuvda nikra elum baygin, It's referred to as the elbogen or the elbow. So you can't go too close down to the elbow. Sometimes people have the tefillin and it's too close down. It's off your muscle. It's around two fingers. If you take your first, your index finger, your pointer finger, and your middle finger, and you put it by your elbow, you take your test it right now, and then you pick up your arm, you'll feel your muscle starting to elevate right after that. So it's around two fingers from your elbow. That's where approximately, some people might say three fingers, that's where the tefillin have to be above that point. Okay, let's see further over here. He says, "Beroish ha'etzem." Einutzum olaymar roish ha'etzem mamish. Doesn't mean literally at the top of the muscle. The hosom adai namuch habas over there. The etzem doesn't mean like the top of the bone. Etzem is the bone, right? It doesn't mean literally because that here he says the meat of your body is still very low. V'achi yaskel yoyz gavoya ein mokam tefillin. The ein alze shem kibayrus. The place that the tefillin shel yad belong is begoiva habasar shebeetzim. It's when the muscle, your flesh, starts to get higher, and that's your muscle. Ramah is not coming to tell us any chiddushim. Rak mashia siyim, is only by the part where he says avoloi bechatzi haetzim shesamach l'shechi. Don't put your tefillin. The chatzi ha'etzem shesamuch l'shechi. Now, what that means is you don't want to put your tefillin too high, close to your armpit. You do that, that's also a problem. It's just in the wrong place. The bottom line is the person's not wearing tefillin. If it's too high, so you know, I'm putting four fingers on my arm right here after the muscle already. If a person's putting his tefillin in that spot over here, right, for those in the audio, just it's past, it's four fingers past the bicep, going up to towards your armpit. That's not where the tefillin belongs, and the person is not fulfilled the mitzvah putting on tefillin. Even though you have a little tiny muscle part still there, that's not the placement of the tefillin. The Gamdas Mechaber who came, Mechaber agrees, and the Ramah agreed to the same point that it's not the place of the tefillin; it's too high up. The Dafke Mechatzi Etzem Lamata is only from half of the bone, or half of the bone of the arm and downward, as we'll see in Siv Zayin. Mashkasa Mechaber Mitchila Babasa Tapuach Sheva Etzem. This is what the Mechaber originally said, Babasa by the meat of the Tapuach Sheva Etzem. Of the muscle of the bone, korcho gamkin the kavanosa michatzi etzem lamati. He's referring to the middle part going downward, the middle part of your bicep going down towards your elbow. V'hagro bebiuroi hiskim ledina dechol makam hakibayos kosher laniach baitfilin. The girl agrees that any part of your arm is also permitted. By your bicep is also permitted to put on the tefillin. V'chein mashe prisho, also to the prisho agrees as well. V'akopanim lamati v'makam ha'kibayris pasalu kol yama. However, below the kibayris, below the place where the bicep is, which is now already by the elbow. So the elbow is the back part. But in the front part, or the front of your elbow, that is already too low. If your tefillin are dangling down there, That's not the place of the tefillin. Alkei nochalim noyim elaniach tefillin gedoyim. Therefore, the Mishmur says, it's not the only place in time where he writes this, that a person should be careful not to wear tefillin that are too large. Because a person who wears tefillin that are too large, what comes out is that the tefillin are not resting in the right place. It's not resting in the right place. He's not wearing tefillin in the right spot. He's not doing the mitzvah. What happens is that the end of the ketzitza, the end of the tefillin, are resting too low from the bicep. Unless you tie it on the higher part of the muscle towards the armpit. And ideally, one should not be putting the tefillin too high up, because there are those placing mechaber ramah that say no, lechatchila, you should not be putting your tefillin too high up close to the armpit. It has to be in the middle of the armpit, towards the elbow, but not in the section of the, I'll call it a pocket of your elbow if you bend your arm upwards, like a 90-degree angle. Not in that pocket. Ah, however, im ein loik im tefillin gedoilim. Let's say a person only has large-sized tefillin. Toiv yoyzeh shikshirim b'chatziya etzim ha'elyoin. It's better to tie and put on the tefillin on the higher part of your muscle, of your arm. V'makim shenimtsa adayin basa tepuach, where you still have some muscle. So if you have large tefillin, better to bring them higher up towards your armpit that starts on the end of your muscle and then will go further down towards your armpit. And you'll fulfill at least the opinion of the Gra, Ushar Paiskim, and the Prisha as well. As opposed to putting the tefillin in what I'm referring to as called the pocket of your elbow. Unfortunately, people do that sometimes. It's resting in the wrong spot. And there's two problems over here. One, the person is not putting on tefillin. He has not fulfilled the mitzvah of tefillin, unfortunately, rachamal al-tzlan. And two, he is making a bracha levatala. So here, a person might think he's doing the mitzvah, and he's making the bracha, and unfortunately, he's doing the total opposite. He's not doing the mitzvah, and he's not making the bracha. Okay, fine. So we're going to stop here with the Mechaber, Pikam Yitzhak Shem, next year with the Ramah. And once again, just to review what we discussed here this morning, we spoke about in Simcha Vav, the person who only has one tefillin, he only has a shel yad, only has a shel roish. So each mitzvah, each tefillin is a separate mitzvah by itself. You should make sure to put on the shel yad or the shel roish. That's one of the halachas we learned. Another halacha is as to which one is more important, if he only can put on one at a time at that moment. So that was another discussion which we discussed, whether the shel roish is more important to put on the shel roish. And others said, no, put on the shel yad first because that's the order of the psukim. Then we discussed if you only have one tefillin and you're putting on one, you make the bracha. Questions: which bracha do you make? And after back and forth machlokes, it seems like better to make only one bracha on each. In other words, you make only lo haniach on the shel yad, and you only make the al mitzvahs on the shel roish. That was after the machlokes of that. We also said you're putting the tefillin on your weaker arm, yad keya. And you want to make sure that tefillin is on your basar. Most poiskim, everyone will agree that if it's on the lower part of your muscle, that's where it belongs. The Gra and poiskim say in the higher part of the muscle is okay. Therefore, one should be careful not to have tefillin which are too large, as because you don't want it to go down past the place where it belongs.